Deuteronomy 2 through 3. Then we turned and set out for the wilderness, by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me. And we circled Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, You have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north and command the people, saying, You are going to pass through the territory of your brothers, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. So be very careful. Do not provoke them, for I will not give you any of their land, not even as much as a footprint, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You are to buy food from them with money so that you may eat, and you shall also purchase water from them with money so that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all that you have done. He has known your wandering through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have not lacked anything. So we passed beyond our brothers, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, away from the Arabah road, away from Eloth and Ezion-Geber. And we turned and passed through by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Then the Lord said to me, Do not attack Moab, nor provoke them to war, for I will not give you any of their land as a possession, because I have given Ar to the sons of Lot as a possession. The Emim lived there previously, a people as great, numerous, and tall as the Anakim. Like the Anakim, they too are regarded as Rephaim, but the Moabites call them Emim. The Horites previously lived in Seir, but the sons of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them, and settled in their place, just as Israel did to the land of their possession, which the Lord gave them. Now arise, and cross over the Wadi Zered yourselves. So we crossed over the Wadi Zered. Now, the time that it took for us to come to Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the Wadi Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war perished from within the camp, just as the Lord had sworn to them. Indeed, the hand of the Lord was against them, to destroy them from within the camp until they all perished. So it came about, when all the men of war had finally perished from among the people, that the Lord spoke to me, saying, Today you shall cross over Ar, the border of Moab. When you come opposite the sons of Ammon, do not attack them nor provoke them, for I will not give you any of the land of the sons of Ammon as a possession, because I have given it to the sons of Lot as a possession. It is also regarded as the land of the Rephaim, because the Rephaim previously lived in it. But the Ammonites call them Zamzumin, a people as great, numerous, and tall as the Anakim. But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they dispossessed them, and settled in their place, just as he did for the sons of Esau who live in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them. They dispossessed them, and settled in their place, where they remain even to this day. And as for the Evim, who lived in villages as far as Gaza, the Kephtorim, who came from Kephtor, destroyed them and lived in their place. Arise, set out and pass through the valley of Arnon. Look, I have handed over to you Sihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Start taking possession and plunge into battle with him. This day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the faces of people everywhere, who, when they hear the news of you, will tremble and be in anguish because of you. So I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through your land. I will travel only on the road. I will not turn aside to the right or to the left. You will sell me food for money so that I may eat, and give me water for money so that I may drink. Only let me pass through on foot, just as the sons of Esau who live in Seir and the Moabites who live in Ar did for me, until I cross over the Jordan into the land that the Lord our God is giving us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, was not willing for us to pass through his land, for the Lord your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, in order to hand him over to you, as he is today. And the Lord said to me, See, I have begun to turn Sihon and his land over to you. Begin taking possession, so that you may possess his land. Then Sihon came out with all his people to meet us in battle at Jahaz. And the Lord our God turned him over to us, and we defeated him with his sons and all his people. So we captured all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed the men, women, and children of every city. We left no survivor. We took only the animals as our plunder, and the spoils of the cities which we had captured. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and from the city which is in the valley, even to Gilead, there was no city that was too high for us. The Lord our God turned it all over to us. Only you did not go near the land of the sons of Ammon, all along the river Jabbok, and the cities of the hill country, where the Lord our God had commanded us to avoid. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan, came out with all his people to meet us in battle at Edrei. But the Lord said to me, Do not fear him, for I have handed him and all his people in his land over to you, and you shall do to him just as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon. So the Lord our God also handed over to us Og, king of Bashan, with all his people, and we struck them until no survivor was left. We captured all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many unwalled towns. We utterly destroyed them, as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city, but all the animals and the spoils of the cities we took as our plunder. So at that time we took the land from the hand of the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan, from the valley of Arnon to Mount Hermon. Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and Amorites call it Senir. All the cities of the plateau, all Gilead, and all Bashan, as far as Salaka and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, was left of the remnant of the Rephaim. Behold, his bed was a bed of iron. It is in Rabbah of the sons of Ammon. Its length was 9 cubits, and its width 4 cubits, by the usual cubit. So we took possession of this land at that time, from Aroer, which is by the valley of Arnon, and half the hill country of Gilead, and its cities I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. The rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob, as to all Bashan, it is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob, as far as the border of the Jeshurites, and the Maacathites, that is, Bashan, and named it after his own name, Heveth Jair, as it is to this day. To Machir I gave Gilead. To the Reubenites and the Gadites I gave from Gilead, even as far as the valley of Arnon, the middle of the valley as a border, and as far as the river Jabbok, the border of the sons of Ammon, the Arabah also, with the Jordan as a border, from Shinnereth, even as far as the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, at the foot of the slopes of Pisgah on the east. Then I commanded you at that time, saying, The Lord your God has given you this land to possess it. All you valiant men shall cross over armed ahead of your brothers, the sons of Israel. However, your wives, your little ones, and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall remain in your cities which I have given you, until the Lord gives rest to your fellow countrymen as to you, and they also take possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them beyond the Jordan. Then you may return each man to his possession which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen everything that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms into which you are about to cross. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you. I also pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as yours? Please, let me cross over and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that good hill country and Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me on your account, and would not listen to me. Instead, the Lord said to me, Enough! Do not speak to me any more about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah, and raise your eyes to the west, the north, the south, and the east, and see it with your eyes. For you shall not cross over this Jordan, but commission Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go across, leading this people. He will give to them, as an inheritance, the land which you will see. So we remained in the valley opposite Beth-Peor. John 13. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had handed all things over to him, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid his outer garments aside, and he took a towel and tied it around himself. Then he poured water into the basin, and began washing the disciples' feet, and wiping them with the towel which he had tied around himself. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, you are washing my feet? Jesus answered him, and said, What I am doing you do not realize right now, but you will understand later. Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no place with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, then wash not only my feet, but my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, otherwise he is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. It was for this reason that he said, Not all of you are clean. Then, when he had washed their feet, and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher, and Lord, and you are correct, for so I am. So if I, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example, so that you would do just as I did for you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I am not speaking about all of you. I know the ones whom I have chosen. But this is happening so that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who receives anyone I send receives me, and the one who receives me receives him who sent me." When Jesus had said these things, he became troubled in spirit, and testified, and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that one of you will betray me." The disciples began looking at one another, at a loss to know of which one he was speaking. Lying back on Jesus' chest was one of the disciples, whom Jesus loved. So Simon Peter nodded to the disciple and said to him, "Tell us who it is of whom he is speaking." He then simply leaned back on Jesus' chest and said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus then answered, "That man is the one for whom I shall dip the piece of bread and give it to him." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he took and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After this, Satan then entered him. Therefore, Jesus said to him, "What you are doing, do it quickly." Now, none of those reclining at the table knew for what purpose he had said this to him, for some were assuming, since Judas kept the money box, that Jesus was saying to him, "Buy the things we need for the feast," or else that he was to give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he left immediately, and it was night. Therefore, when he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him immediately. Little children, I am still with you a little longer. You will look for me. And just as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus replied, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me 3 times. Second Corinthians 13. This is the third time that I am coming to you. On the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses, every matter shall be confirmed. I have previously said that I was present the second time, and though now absent, I say in advance to those who have sinned in the past, and to all the rest as well, that if I come again, I will not spare anyone, since you are seeking proof of the Christ who speaks in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. For indeed he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. For we too are weak in him, yet we will live with him because of the power of God directed toward you. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, and thus indeed you fail the test? But I expect that you will realize that we ourselves do not fail the test. Now we pray to God that you do nothing wrong, not so that we ourselves may appear approved, but that you may do what is right, though we may appear unapproved. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we ourselves are weak, but you are strong. This we also pray for, that you become mature. For this reason I am writing these things while absent, so that when present, I need not use severity, in accordance with the authority which the Lord gave me for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, mend your ways, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Proverbs 29:1-9. A person often rebuked who becomes obstinate will suddenly be broken beyond remedy. When the righteous increase, the people rejoice. But when a wicked person rules, people groan. A man who loves wisdom makes his father glad. But he who involves himself with prostitutes wastes his wealth. The king gives stability to the land by justice, but a person who takes a bribe ruins it. A man who flatters his neighbor is spreading a net for his steps. By wrongdoing, an evil person is ensnared, but the righteous sings and rejoices. The righteous is concerned for the rights of the poor. The wicked does not understand such a concern. Arrogant people will inflame a city, but wise people turn away anger. When a wise person has a controversy with a foolish person, the foolish person either rages or laughs, and there is no rest. Psalm 67. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with fairness, and guide the nations on the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us, so that all the ends of the earth may fear him.